Emma, we spoke about this last week because you interviewed Pablo Larraín and Gael García Bernal. So this is Chilean director Pablo Larraín, who made, well, Jackie is the previous film before this, and boy, this is a complete kind of a tonal shift. It is a hypnotic, occasionally bewildering drama. It's available exclusively on Mubi, and it's a film which is about, and also which uses music and dance to explore its central themes, which are broadly speaking interpersonal politics. Okay, so Gael García Bernal, who of course, as you said last week, worked with Pablo Larraín on that political drama No, which I really loved,
That was
which
great.
kind of, yeah, and it managed to evoke the time of its setting by using, I think, genuinely, you know, old, like pneumatic, you know, VHS cameras and this really old format video stuff. And it was great. I really, really liked that film. Anyway, he's the choreographer of a dance company who has this relationship with Emma, who is played by Mariana Girolamo. And she's brilliant. And she's this dancer. And their relationship is a kind of love-hate relationship, which, because of the way that the film sort of slices its time frames, you sort of jump between one and the other. And it takes a while to kind of piece together the fragmentary story. But the story is that they adopted a young boy, and the boy is now being returned to the foster home from which he came. And there are tales of kind of fiery deeds, and it's where something bad happened, but at first you're not sure what it is. But now that the child is gone, the couple seem to be falling apart and falling into recrimination. And I mean, Gael García Bernal said about his character that, you know, that he can change very quixotically from, you know, he can be loving and tender, but he can also be, you know, provocative and aggressive and, you know, and deeply unpleasant. And in that interview, Larraín said to you, he said that it's, you said, you know, what's it really about? And he said, it's a movie about family, and it's about the way that families are shifting in different directions. And it's interesting that after I'd seen the film, I sent you a text saying, what was that about? Not meaning, what was that about? But meaning, what was that about? Because I knew
What
that
was
you
it
just,
about?
yeah, well, I think it's about a number of things. I think it is about politics, both interpersonal politics and the wider meaning of politics, because there are corrupt authority figures. There's one particular figure who is in a position of power, which they appear to be abusing whilst arguing that they're not doing that. It's also about, you know, changing face of masculinity and femininity, and the way in which, as Pablo Larraín said, the way in which family units are shifting. And you know what it now means to be in a relationship, what it means to be a mother or a father, you know, what the relationship between parent and a child, because I mean, essentially they've given this child back. It's almost as if they've abandoned the child. But I think that the honest truth of it is that in the end, it's a film that works on the kind of experiential level. You experience it, you watch it, and you may not immediately make sense of it. And I confess, I did struggle sometimes with where is this going? What exactly are the parameters of the story? But the trick of it is to let yourself be, you know, be taken over by it. And I've said this before, I'm a great admirer of dance, but I don't really understand it. And I'm learning more and more to kind of allow myself to, you know, just to succumb to the logic of dance. But it is something which is a learning process. And I think crucially, in the case of this film, you have to give yourself up, because so much of the narrative is told through the music and dance. It's not that it's a story about a dance company that happens to have dance set pieces in it. It's a story about a dance company in which what's happening in the dances is quite often telling you what's happening in the story. And I, you know, on that level, it worked for me. I don't think it's for everybody, and I think that some people will lose patience with it. There are haunting images in it that have really stayed with me. And again, you very astutely quoted something that I think a Guardian journalist had written,
Yes,
saying
it
that
was. It was a cardinal. And this important to say, this was last year, because I don't think it's imagery he would use now.
no, sure, but actually, I think it still holds. Which was that it was saying that watching a film by Pablo Larraín is kind of like a, you know, it's like an infection almost, that you watch the film and you feel fine, and then a couple of days later, it's sort of, you know, it's got itself into your bloodstream. And what he said in response to that was, you know, I want movies that make people think, that provoke people. And quite often the movies that do that are the movies that have that effect a few days afterwards. It's worth saying, incidentally, that in relation to Calm with Horses, I liked Calm with Horses very much the first time I saw it. I've seen it a couple of times now. But I had that similar thing of the further away from it that I got, the more haunting it became. And that's one of the reasons why I went back to watch it again, because, you know, because it grew with time. So I think it's not an immediately accessible work. I think there are some great things in it. There's some really haunting images of them dancing in front of that great big blazing sun. The opening shot of the hanging traffic lights on fire, the fiery motif that runs throughout the film itself. But I think that some people will struggle with it, and I understand that, but it is worth persevering, because there is something in there. I'm just not entirely sure what it is.
I think, and also part of the problem is it's an aftermath film. Everything interesting has happened before the film starts. So it takes you almost to the last 15, 20 minutes to pick up the pieces. And I felt as though it would have been, I quite wanted to see the prequel. Like, I wanted to see them as a family with the kid getting together and falling apart. And so it felt as though there was another movie which we hadn't seen, but we don't get to see that.
That is a brilliant description of it. Describing it as an aftermath film is exactly right. And also that strikes a particular chord with me, because I remember somebody once said that the crime films of William Friedkin, who I'm a huge fan of, are all basically movies that take place in the aftermath of the thing. It's like you arrive at the scene of the crime and you're trying to figure out what happened. Mm. And I, you know, that's a very good description.